Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the Greasy Garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Welcome. Yeah, I'm so honored to have you take time out of your life, no matter what hour or what day you're listening to me on Monday through Sunday. Of course, we are live right now, right here in the Greasy Garage studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans of Auto World. Thank you for being here. Auto World's been around since 1992. I'm very proud to have you here with us. Thank you. Appreciate it. For the next 3 hours of your life, yes, you're listening to me on your favorite radio station. And I do, you know, let's do a shout out there to all our Auto World AW radio affiliates for taking Auto World nationwide, coast to coast we are. And, of course, some of you might be listening to me on a, of course, the Internet app. Thank you. Appreciate it. Today, here on Auto World, we're going to have a lot of fun, as we always do. But I have a little surprise for you. Coming up on the second hour, let's just start there. So I don't even need the hubcap for that. We have in the house, he's back, Eddie, the engine emailer. Oh, yeah, he's in charge of your emails. He's back in the house, sitting to the left of me. Hey, Eddie. Fist pump, there we go. He's got the email bag on his lap and also the hubcap that we're going to be doing first and third hour. The second hour, I have a little treat for you. Special guest is going to be joining us. His name is Pete Vicari. And Vicari is his last name, Pete Vicari. You might know that name for you folks listening in Florida area, in the East Coast, because Pete Vicari Auctions. Vicari Auctions. Yes, car auctions. And also, we're going to be talking with him for the full hour, second hour, and he's got a heck of a car collection. I'm going to dig in and find out, you know, what he's got in his car collection. Did he pick those automobiles up in his auctions that he does? And, of course, if you have any questions for him, please do. Again, Auto World's phone number has never changed. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. So get your questions ready for Pete. And we're going to find out, I want to find out what's the most expensive automobile that has gone through his auctions. And then on the other side, what's the cheapest automobile that he has sold in his car auctions. And I've got a lot of questions for him, of course. I've always wondered, I cannot, I'm talking behind the silver microphone since 1992, but come on, I cannot talk like an auctioneer. An auctioneerist, I guess. Is that the word? An auctioneer? So we're going to get talking with him live. So that'll be fun the second hour. So now let's get to the hubcap. Woo! Hand me the hubcap. Eddie, the engine emailer, thank you. Let's go right in there. That's the menu that we have for you today. Let's go right to the third hour first. Well, in the third hour, of course, at the end of the program, I always have a word with Mark, so stay tuned for that. It always has something to do, the word does, of course, has something to do with all 3 hours of Auto World. And again, 3 hours. If you don't get one of those hours, or maybe 2 hours, maybe your favorite radio station there where you're sitting in your favorite chair, or you're listening to me on your favorite device, you can always go to my website, Auto World Radio. AutoWorldRadio at yahoo.com is my email. AutoWorldMedia.com. AutoWorldMedia.com, and you can listen to me right there. And, of course, also the phone number's there. In case I'm talking so fast like an auctioneer that you don't know what the phone number is, and you've got to go to AutoWorldMedia.com to get the number, which is 855-660-4261. Okay, now third hour. Well, this is kind of interesting, folks. You see them all over the place. Jeep Wranglers. Well, Jeep Wranglers versus New York City equals pothole. Wait till you hear this. Yes, and these, they're coming together. They're working together to give you more of them. So stay tuned for that on the third hour. This company is also offering you a complimentary EV charger plus $600. So you buy one of their automobiles, I understand, and complimentary charger right there. And here's $600 to go with it. Okay, we'll get to that too. I'm going to start off the first hour, and then we're going to have the final of the winner of the I have today. Things are changing, as you know. The interest rate's not going south, it's going north. So it changes up how you and I maybe purchase automobiles. I have the 10 most leased vehicles of 2023. That's right, 10 of them. And, of course, with that stated, for the first hour here, we're going to start at number 10 and go on up to number 5. And then the third hour of the program, we're going to give you 5, 4, 3, 2, and the winner, number 1. So that's the third hour. Just all that just in the third hour. But let's get right here to the first hour of your priority. Of course, you're the star of the show. I always want to hear from you. Again, the number is to call live right now is 855-660-4261. And my email is always good. It's up and running, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can reach me there, please do. And you can follow me on Facebook. We're full there at 5,000 plus, but friend me anyway. Thank you, you folks, for messaging me over there on Facebook. You can message me if you'd like. Instagram, the address is the same as our website, Auto World Media. And, of course, again, the podcast, you can click on the little red bar right there on our website if you, again, you might be listening to me on a podcast. And thank you, because I know your life is busy. Sometimes you can't come right into the Greasy Garage studio with me every week live. So with this, I want to have a little trivia for you. We're going to go into the email bag, of course, whenever Eddie wants to sound off that ooga horn. That tells me, of course, to go into the email bag. And I always like to do that because a lot of you have been sending a lot of emails. I ask you to deliver. I appreciate that. I've taken care of quite a few of you here this last week. I've got couple dozen of you. We're going to get to you. I'll get you all fixed by Tuesday, so just be patient. And don't be bashful there, too, on your emails, folks. It's just between you and I. It doesn't go anywhere else. I don't send you any junk mail. I don't try to sell you anything, just so you know that. I don't try to, you know, sell that to anyone so you can get more junk email coming in. No, it's just between you and I to fix your automobile, your questions, get your questions asked and answered. And also, too, I do free consulting. So what that is that if you have a problem with a repair shop, this last week we've had quite a few problems. What I'm saying there, you don't agree with them. You don't agree with them. And what I call that is you don't understand what's going on. If you don't understand what's going on, why would you agree with them? Why? And then you do not agree with the price. Absolutely not then, see? Because you don't understand what they're saying to you. A lot of mechanic jargon. So I can iron out those wrinkles, kind of be like your automotive adjuster. Most of you know what that is in the auto body business. The automotive adjuster. You get and meet somebody by accident. You have to go get 3 estimates, maybe just one. The insurance company says, oh, here's your check. No, sometimes they say, no check for you. Get out of my body shop. What they do is they say, wait a minute, we got to get an adjuster out there because it seems like the price is too high. Let's get this adjusted correctly. So the independent person comes in and looks at the accident on your automobile. Gets with your favorite choice of body shops, and they agree to a price. And, yeah, that's what I do with your auto repair, your transmission repair, your brake repair, your tire shop repair, your detail shop repair. I've had, this last week I had a gentleman that emailed me and says, hey, is $1,200 too much to get my truck detailed? $1,200 to detail a truck? I said to him, through email, then he did give me a phone number later, and we talked for quite a while. I said, how big's the truck? Is it like a dump truck that can haul 14 billion tons of dirt or something? And he says, no, it's just a Chevrolet truck. Well, how dirty is it? So see the communication, folks. This means that how dirty is it? It could cost $1,200 if you have poured oil all over the inside of it. And the detailer's got to get all the oil out. See, I'm communicating correctly there, see? That's how it is. And by the way, I understand you're not using your truck for truck stuff. I've got the SPCPT for you coming up. I'm Mark Evans.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You along. No, you're guilty, all of you.
Every one of you that have a truck. That's right, a new study shows that you and I, we might not be using our trucks for what they're designed for. Truck stuff. Yep, well, what do you mean? What I mean is that when we were kids, we always played with trucks, didn't we? Yes, and then we grew up and we always wanted a truck. And trucks are the number one selling automobile. Yeah, vehicle. I guess I could state that. Yeah, it's a vehicle. It's not a car. It's a pickup truck. They're big. They're rugged. They're capable. They're tough. All those qualities resonate today as all of us know that they are rough and tough. In 2022, folks, the top three best-selling vehicles in the United States were all pickup trucks. The Ford, the Chevy Silverado, the Ford F-Series, excuse me, the Chevrolet Silverado, the Ram pickup. Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, coming up, Ford did it again. Off note here, they've got another new patent they just filed for. We're going to talk about that in the third hour, though. But the trucks, you're not using it for truck stuff. A new study shows. From 1961 from 1979, Ford's line of pickup trucks had a greater cab-to-bed ratio. More cab than bed. In which the cab took up 36% of the vehicle. And then the bed nearly doubled that at 64% later in life. Fast forward to the 21st century, of course, where we are. And from 2015 to 2021, the Ford F-150s, the cabs now make up 63% of the truck, and with the bed shrinking down to 37%. Ford's first truck was the Model TT, built in 1917, way back when. Well, a study conducted, researchers found that a significant portion of our modern pickup trucks that all of us own are very rarely used. Well, then why are we buying a pickup box? Good question. You're not using them for hauling. You're not using them for towing, or are you? No, not you. Some of you are. A little bit of a percentage of you are doing it, but not really using them for typical truck stuff. The survey came out and there was almost 25,000 people asked to take it. How often do you pickup truck owners use their vehicles for various tasks? How often do you use it for various tasks? And here's what the survey, the data shows. Frequently. First, let's go to the, I've got the SPCP&T. Let's start with the T at the bottom, towing. Frequently, 7% of you use it for towing. Rarely or never, 63% of you never use it for towing. Let's go up the list of the P, personal hauling. Personal hauling. Frequently, 28% of you. Rarely or never, 32%. That's almost a tie there in personal hauling. Commuting. Oh, you're commuting in your truck. Well, frequently, 52% of you frequently use your truck for commuting. Rarely or never, 44% of you. Now let's go up the list of the P, pleasure driving. Pleasure driving a pickup truck, two-door, four-door, extended cab, whatever kind of pickup truck you have. Pleasure driving, frequently 70% of you are frequently using it for pleasure driving. Rarely or never, 9% of you. Wow, do pickup trucks get that good of gas mileage? Must. Now let's go up the list to S, out of the SPCPT list. The S at the top of the list is shopping and errands. Shopping and errands. Frequently, 87% of you use it for shopping and errands. Rarely or never, 7% of you. And that is your SPCPT list. Towing, personal hauling, commuting, pleasure, driving, shopping and errands. Shopping and errands came in number one. 87% of you use your truck frequently for shopping and errands. You know, that's one thing about a big pickup truck doing shopping over there at the mall. You can see it a mile away. especially if you get her lifted, put some big meats on that baby, get it up in the air, get the running boards. Well, today's lifted trucks, you have the stock running boards, but then you have running boards below those running boards in order to get to the stock running boards, in order to get into the up to the door. But some of these trucks even have three sets of running boards because you have to, well, you have to get in the truck somehow when they're lifted. Truck stuff. We just don't use them for truck stuff anymore. It's quite interesting how many of you have airbags on the back of your pickup truck, because when you do use it or tow, you need them, because it shows it's a 3/4 ton or a 1 ton or mostly the half tons. Oops, you hook up a little camp trailer to it and she's sagging in the back. So we recommend at the Greasy Garage here, let's put some airbags in it and lift it up, because folks, it's really unsafe for your pickup truck not to be sitting square to the world, or level is another word for it. Yep. So there it is. Just another Auto World fun fact. Coming up the next segment, I want to highlight this. I don't think I mentioned it. We're mentioning it right now. Grab your friends, your neighbors, your enemies, everybody that you know. Call them, text them, tell them to tune in right now. And again, by the way, if you're sitting there absolutely listening to me on your favorite radio station, and your friend or your neighbor there or across the United States, we are nationwide, but if I'm not on a local station in their area, they can always go to autoworldmedia.com to listen, because next segment, the NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, has brought back the Ford Focus recall. It's an investigation that's happening. So I know there's a lot of you have Ford Focuses out there. It's back. This is. They thought that, in fact, Ford had fixed this recall. It has a lot to do with gasoline back in 2018. So, folks, it's a reopened investigation for Ford Focuses. So, please, next segment, let's get your friends and your neighbors and everybody you know tuning in. I've got a lot of great information about it, so I'm going to help you with that if you have them. I've got a lot of customers that's got the Ford Focuses. In fact, a lot of you might be thinking about buying the Ford Focus. You might want to, you know, listen up, and then some of you might want to be selling your Ford Focuses over this. I don't know. I don't recommend it, because recalls are free and they're going to fix them. Now I'm starting to sound like an auctioneer. Okay, we're going to take a little short break. What? The 10 most leased vehicles of 2023 coming back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. GOP lawmakers working through the weekend in the hopes of avoiding a government shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. Mexico has reached an agreement with the U.S. to help curb the number of migrants crossing the border. A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Embattled Democratic lawmaker Bob Menendez facing competition for his Senate seat already. Congressman Andy Kim challenging Menendez to represent New Jersey in the U.S. Senate. Last week, Menendez was indicted on federal bribery charges and has been called on to resign. Menendez, however, says he will not step down. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Got a noise under the dash now. Shaking. God, don't you just hate it when your car's making noise and you can't find it? You're driving down the road and you're taking your whole entire right arm or your left arm, whatever arm you want to use, and maybe you're using both arms and you're hitting the dash as hard as you can to get rid of the noise. Sell it. Sell it. Get rid of it if you don't like the noise. Isn't that the truth, though? I mean, I have customers that come into the Greasy Garage, and I will not mention the brands of the cars. But the plastic, period, the plastic in the back, I'm continuous getting clients, customers, friends. Is there any way, Mark, you can get rid of that plastic squeaking, stupid noise in the back? Yeah, I said it with a sledgehammer. Okay, talk about sledgehammer. So, talking about cars and gadgets and gadgets. Well, yeah, I've got car gadgets for you today, folks. Just a little bit of a taste of it. I know you've got gadgets, don't you? You've got a lot of gadgets in your house. A gadget called the cell phone right in your hand right now. You're listening to me on it. Thank you. That gadget's working. See, that's what it's all about. Well, here's a gadget for you. We got like 27 of them that I'm going to carry now through the end of this month, but it's going to carry all the way over into next month. Sorry about that. But gadgets. Yes, how about that cup holder food tray? Yeah, a cup holder food tray. This thing slides into your where your coffee goes in the center console where you put cups. The arm comes up and it's got a tray on it with a swivel, and you can put your favorite little salad on it, your hamburger on it, your fast food on it while you're driving down the road, I guess. I don't recommend you driving while you're trying to eat, but that's a gadget that could happen. It's here. You ready? Oh, you want to know the price? I got a gentleman here in the six rows here in the Auto World Plaza. He's in the back row. Get up in the front row. Raise your arm. Oh, there it is. How much is it? He says, it's $29 on you know where. They have a lot of vans. Okay, this is not a guessing show. It's Amazon. Okay, so you're wondering, truthfully, you really are. You have been wearing another gadget for you this hour of the program. Before we get to that, Yeah, the 10 most leased vehicles of 2023. Well, another little gadget is a, you know that receiver hitch you have that you usually do not use, like I just stated in the last segment, the pickup truck that you don't use to tow anything. Well, let's use that little equalizer square hitch thing. It's called the car/truck key vault. It's a key vault, a money vault. It slides into your receiver hitch with that pin, and it locks. Now, it has a combination wheel on the end, and when you put the combination in, no keys needed. You just roll the number up on that little combination roller. It opens up, and what do you have in there? You've got your car keys, your money, your credit cards. You've got a, what is that, 2-inch by 2-inch square that you can hide your gadgets and other gadgets in there. I think that's a great idea. Because they'll never be able to get into it. First off, it's going to look funny, somebody trying to break into a receiver hitch, huh? Okay, how much is it? Susie in the second row. Susie says with her little sign. Maybe I should just give you folks just paper, not markers, and see what happens. Anyway, she put down here on her cue card, she says in the second row, Susie, thank you. How much is that? It's $74, again, on Amazon. Car gadgets. More to come. More to come. Throughout our world for the next month. Yeehaw! So get ready with a pen and paper and start writing stuff down. A receiver hitch key vault. Okay. You know, back in 1950, folks, tinted glass automobile windows first became available on Buick models back in 1950. Designed, of course, initially to reduce glare and aid vision. And of course, as you know, they're all over everybody's car today. Keeps you cooler, doesn't it? But you're getting real dark out there on them. Period. You're getting real dark. I can't see you. I can't see where your head is, your eyes. Are you looking at me when I'm coming around the corner at you on my bicycle? I can see your piece of metal you're sitting in, but I'm looking at, always at your head and your eyes to see if you can see me coming before you pull out. Anyway, okay, let's get to it. The leased vehicles. Leased vehicles. Are you leasing a vehicle? Raise your right arm. Left arm, too, if you'd like. Both. Wave and scream, I'm leasing a vehicle, Mark. Well, I have for you. The prices of new vehicles, of course, being out of reach of a lot of us, a lot of big numbers causing it to, and of course, now the interest rate's gone up on the car loans, of course. Some of you have found more satisfaction in leasing a new vehicle than buying it. It's coming back. It can be a lot more forgiving on your wallet, folks, by leasing, I understand. Yeah, and lots of surveys going on, everything, of course, anymore. But it actually helps you, gives you the opportunity to build your credit score, too, if your credit score is not the best. That's right. Leasing a car does that. Well, this is back in the end of 2022, approximately about 20% of new vehicles in the United States were leased. And, of course, guess who won? The pickup trucks. Yeah, trucks. Nearly 2.5 million trucks were out on lease. 2.5 million trucks were out on lease in 2022 alone. And only 1 million leased cars in that same year. You're liking those trucks. That's all there is to it. That's good. And you're also liking the lease. So, with that, let me get to the bottom of the list. We're going to go to, I have 10 of them for you. Let's go to number 10. On the third hour, because I have a special guest, Pete Vicari is going to be with us, auctioneer, and he's got a car collection we're going to talk a little bit about, and he's got some very neat stories, too. We're going to have fun with him. Third hour, though, you're going to go right up the list. So let's get to number 10, the top 10 leased new vehicles of 2023. Number 10 is Jeep Wrangler. Number 9, the Ram 1500. 8, Honda Civic beats out the Ram. Number 7, Tesla Model 3. Going up the list, number 6 on that list is the Chevrolet Equinox. And that is, now, the percentage of leasing in the market, what percentage of leasing in the market do these vehicles have? The Chevrolet is 1.82%. Tesla is 1.79. Honda Civic is number 8 at 1.7. Number 9, going back down the list, Ram 1500 is 1.66. Number 10 is Jeep Wrangler, 1.64. They're leasing those vehicles. Now, on third hour, we're going 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, going all the way to the top. I leave this question to you. What vehicle do you think is number 1 on the top 10 most leased vehicles of 2023? 855-660-4261. My email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I always look forward to seeing right there emails. I'm looking right now. And also, too, don't forget, Facebook message me right there at Facebook. The address, Mark Evans. Head on over, take a look at the photos we have. We always like to tease you a little bit. I've got pictures of those gadgets I just talked about, by the way, are on Facebook and Instagram. Oh! Eddie, the engine emailer, it's time to go to the email box. Auto World Radio, Facebook page 2. Instagram is Auto World Media. Let's do it. Eddie, thank you for the email bag without throwing it at me. Let's go in there and get us an email before this segment gets out. There we go. What? Don't wrinkle them up. Oh, right. That's how I'm trying to get them out of there. Okay. I've got an email here. By the way, email autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And with that, folks, if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just say no, don't read it live on the air. I'll still help you, definitely. Absolutely. You can change your name if you want. You can change your name when you call in, too. I don't care, as long as you know, let's share the wealth of your information right here on Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here to Auto World.
The 104 octane boost really works good for your automobiles. Do not drink it, though. You can drink the 102, but not the 104. Okay, that email. Let's get back to that email. This is Tracy living right. She's right here in Meridian, Idaho. So awesome. Thanks, Tracy. Appreciate the compliment. Let's get her email. If you do not want me to read your emails live on the air, just let me know, and I'll still help and all. And just put it in. Do not share with anyone or do not read it. And this one I can read, so let's get to it. Hi, Mark. I love your show. Thank you, Tracy. Every week I learn something. I have a small... Oh, by the way, Tracy, thank you. I'm glad that I'm helping. That's what it's all about here. She says, I have a small misfire problem driving a BMW X5 with a six-cylinder. It has a little shimmy in it when idling. There's no engine light on. Sometimes I think it's my imagination. Do I go ahead and take it to the dealer even though the engine light is off? Thanks for your help. Listening on KBOI 93.1 here in Meridian, Idaho. Tracy. Tracy, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's do it. A little shout out. Well, a little big shout out. Woo! Big huge shout out to our great Auto World affiliate right here in the Idaho area. That is News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1, where Tracy's listening to me on. Hello, Nampa and Caldwell and Star and Eagle and McCall, Idaho and Boise, of course, and Meridian, Idaho. And hello to Ontario, Oregon and Baker, Oregon, everyone. Thank you. Appreciate you tuning in to KBOI, News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. Tracy, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I want, if I know you're thinking it's in your imagination, that is a very fine automobile, and they're designed and made to be quiet, comfortable, and not, they're designed not to make you feel like it has a shimmy or a shake. All cars are that way. This is why I like to go into the email bag, folks. Your car has a computer in it, Tracy, and so does everyone else's. And that computer is designed to manage all the employees under the hood. Those employees are the electronic sensors. If you got a cylinder dead, the computer manages the other sensors and the timing and all, including the idle, to try to make this engine run smooth. but it turns the engine light on. So, you don't have an engine light on, but you're feeling a shimmy shake. No, that kind of almost sounds good. Shimmy shake down there at McDonald's. Uh-huh. No. Anyway, you need to get it scanned. Now, first and foremost, yes, BMW. Okay. That, I can recommend the dealer, but again, in Meridian here, let's go to the dealer. Let's go to the dealer, BMW dealer. Now, for you folks listening in other areas, I was thinking for Tracy, is there an independent BMW dealer in the Meridian, Idaho, Boise, Idaho area? I'll just leave it at that. Ask yourself that. Look for the BMW logo, folks. When you Google them and look for that shop that works on BMWs, make sure that they are certified in the BMW. Those three letters. They have to be certified. Tracy, just run it over to the dealer, have them scan it, and they'll do a deep scan, and they'll find out what that shimmy shake is. More than likely, it's not from McDonald's. It's underneath your hood. And you have you didn't tell me what year it is, but if you've got 80,000-plus miles on there and you've never had the spark plugs replaced, you probably have literally a spark plug that says no more. I'm only going to fire only 50% of the time. And that causes your shimmy and your shake. And again, no, Tracy, you got to make sure that I don't want you mad at them. Wherever you go to get it scanned, you can go into AutoZone. You can go into O'Reilly's. They'll scan it for you also for free. First stage, that is. It might even bring up an ignition coil that's bad or a spark plug that's bad. Now, see, if a spark plug's bad, it could actually come up as a code that the ignition coil, you have an ignition coil in every single spark plug. Six-cylinder has six, eight has eight, etc. So, if it's a misfire in a cylinder, the technician, the scan tool, comes up with, oh, ignition coil's bad. You replace the ignition coil, but at the same token, the spark plug is probably really what's bad. Well, the spark plug's good, and the ignition coil's bad. So, when you do go to the dealer, it's well worth the big boy scan, I call it, the first stage, second stage, and the third stage scan. And yes, Tracy, I hate to say it, but the truth is the truth. And the truth is, in fact, they're not only going to tell you, they're going to have a list of probably more than one thing that's wrong. Because you don't go in there along with me, you, and everyone else. We don't go into the independent repair shops or the dealers all the time. Hey, will you just scan my car? I have lots of $100 bills just to give to you. So, as you go in, they're going to find out by doing all the scan that, in fact, you probably might even have an airbag sensor out. You could even be having showing an ABS sensor out on your brakes. You could even have, a simple thing as an O2 sensor that's not reading correctly, and they're going to point this out to you. So you're really getting a health check on your automobile, besides taking care of the miss. And I'm glad you emailed. I'm glad you're bringing this up. I'm glad you're saying you got a little shimmy shake. I'm glad you stated that you might be imagining it, because it's not that, it's not that potent of a shake. The whole body's not shaking. You're trying to take care of your car. And by doing it before it gets too bad, you're taking care of it, and it's going to cost you a lot less money getting it taken care of right away. So hopefully that helps. Tracy, thanks for emailing me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That is the address. Send me back a little address there. I can send over a little bag of detail gifts. Inside and out of your car. Hello, Mother's Meguiar's. Woo! Yeah. Got a little Meguiar's can that you just pop it, open up the windows, Tracy. Hey, I'm not saying your car stinks, but it takes the odor. It's an odor eliminator. It takes the odors that's been in the car for 80,000 miles out. It's a can. You pop it. You close the windows. Throw the can in there, and you just walk away. It works. Thanks, Tracy. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Folks, it is time now. Give you a little bit of time before the program heads out, for sure. Because of the recall. I've got a recall here before our guest comes in. The second hour. Pete Vic Carey, auctioneer, car collection, and a lot more than that. We're going to have fun with him. Okay, so NHTSA, they opened up the investigation again on the Ford Focus, folks. Let me read you something here. This is actually an example, and it's a true example. This is what happened to a person that owns a Ford Focus. This contact owns a 2018 Ford Focus. The contact said while driving approximately 60 miles an hour, the vehicle stalled. The contact was able to pull over and restarted the vehicle. The contact stated she was not aware of any warning lights being on at the time. Contact also stated that the vehicle also stalled at lower speeds, and there were times when the vehicle failed to even start. Ford Focus. The recall affected cars between, way back when, between model year 2012 and between April 13th, 2017 for a 2.0-liter GDI engine, folks, and up to February 2nd, 2018 for the 2.0-liter GTDI turbocharged engines. The issue was thought to be resolved back then, but no, it's not. Now the 2018 model years saw vehicles that were not included in the recall showing up with the same problemos. Now, the NHTSA code for the recall, write this down and you can remember. You can go back to my podcast by going to my website, autoworldmedia.com. Here is the recall number, 18V-735, or sometimes written as 18V-735-000. What it is, fuel system gasoline. And it includes 1,282,596 Ford Focus vehicles, according to the NHTSA documentation, folks. Now, here's what it is. The recall addresses engines that were experimenting a malfunctioning canister purge valve, CPV, and powertrain control module, that computer I was just talking about, the PCM software that was not detecting a stuck open on the CPV. I would try to keep it as simple as I can there. Because what it really matters is you. Go into get the VIN number off your Ford Focus, get into the dealer, talk to him, tell him you heard it right here in Auto World. Coming up, second hour, stay tuned. Appreciate you being here with us. Pete, Vic Carey is going to be with us. Vic Carey Auctions. I can't talk that fast. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe and motor on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.